Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Welcome.
Whoa.
I sense negative energy. What is wrong?
You look like someone we know, man.
Do you wish to know your fortunes or not?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's see what the cards say. You'll be visited by star players, all-time greats, celebrity guests, of course.
Oh.
Ah, the ultimate treasure awaits.
The Jets?
You didn't think I was serious, did you?
You really think the Chiefs are going to three-peat?
The Magic 8-Ball says the Rich Eisen Show from the Big Easy starts now.
We are back here on the Rich Eisen Show live from New Orleans at the TurboTax Studio. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax full-service expert this year. They do your taxes. You get back to life. Now this is taxes. Hour number three, we've had a ton of fun. There's a lot of moving parts, as always, at a Super Bowl show inside a convention center, as we are, inside the Super Bowl experience, as we are. So when Jaden Daniels is running a few minutes late, Bert Kreischer hops on in his place a segment earlier because he was here nice and early. And then Jaden Daniels hops on with Bert Kreischer at the end of hour one and through to the beginning of hour number two. You roll with it.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
Worked out.
Jerome Bettis is somewhere lost in the Super Bowl experience. Oh,
understandable. Chris and I got lost trying to make our way to
the set. We got lost this morning trying to find the set.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. We took a right. We should have took a left. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like Bugs Bunny on the way to Albuquerque.
And it costs us about 12 minutes.
Right? Well. I mean, okay. Yeah. Pismo Beach through Albuquerque. You take the wrong turn. We hope Miles Garrett doesn't take a wrong turn because he could hurt somebody if he does. He's making his way to our set as well in hour number three. Tomorrow's guest list is just as exciting as today's, if I may say so myself. Kurt Warner, George Kittle, Joe Montana, Greg Olson, Seth Rollins, Rod Woodson, and ladies and gentlemen, here on our set will be Oz the Mentalist, Oz Perlman. Stop by here.
I'm nervous.
I don't know if I've ever been more excited for a guest.
So you're excited. I'm scared.
Why would you be scared?
That's not natural, Rich.
Well, he's a wizard.
He's a wizard,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so, you know.
But he's harmless.
Well, I don't know that.
He's
that guy's
harmless.
Reading your mind. Like,
Rich, he turned a football into a cake.
Which is amazing.
Like, how'd he do that?
I hope he does that here. I hope he turns a football into a beignet. That would be amazing. I don't know what he's got planned.
Kinda
but
hungry.
My daughter, Taylor Mattingly Eisen.
Your favorite?
Stop it. She can't get enough of O's the Mentalist videos. We will sit there. You know,
yes.
And just go one after another.
Same.
She cannot get enough. And every single time he does something amazing, she'll just look at me and go, Dad, how does he do that? And I'm like, I don't know.
And then you're like, he can't do it again. And then you go to the next video and he does it again.
He does it again. And I just love watching the NFL players like lose their minds.
Yes.
Lose their minds in training camp meetings and whatever. He did it to Saquon and the Eagles.
Saquon.
right? Didn't he do that to A.J. Brown? He did something to A.J. Brown this past year?
There's a long-running joke that brothers don't like magic. Okay. And if you ever watch it, we kind of like flip out about it. I don't know what it is.
The Harbaughs don't like magic?
Them, the Boses, you know.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the Edmonds brothers.
I'm only doing to you what Dion did to me in the combine a few years ago. When there was a guy working out a cornerback whose brother was already in the league, and I'm like, as a receiver, I'm like, has a brother ever covered a brother in the NFL? And Dion goes, every day. What do you mean?
You mean two black eyes?
Two black eyes? That's what he said.
The one that Oz does with the Bills, where he predicts who Josh Allen is going to throw the ball to, and it's Dawson Knox and Gregory Rousseau, and then he goes, throw it to another guy, and that guy gets up, and his ATM pin code is Dawson Knox and Rousseau's number.
8850.
8850. Like, what?
Come on. I saw that.
ATM code.
That was the greatest.
That's scary.
Yeah, he went on CNBC and freaked out everybody there, too.
I saw that
by turning
too.
A Campbell's soup can into a Lego or something like that. There were Legos inside.
He was asking those guys to just name random company CEOs. Yeah. And one guy said Campbell's soup, and then the other guy said Lego. And he opened the Campbell's soup, and it was Legos inside.
Okay.
See, that's sorcery right there.
All right. What? So right now we need Oz the Mentalist to get Jerome Bettis here. So I've just been told. So Jerome is not joining us at this point in time. Is that what's happening? Okay.
Jerome not in the house.
All right.
Jerome's not in the
house. I'm glad that this individual has a television background. We're going to call you up right now and do this top five right now. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Because I've got a top five that list. For New Orleans cuisine. Now, I'm just going to be straight up here. I am not a New Orleans cuisine type of guy. You know I don't eat spicy food.
Yeah,
right?
It's not your thing.
Right, I don't eat spicy food.
Right.
I also don't look at, say, like I said the other day, you're like, you know what that soup is missing is some cricket. You know, let's add some turtle to this, right? I'm not adventurous.
You're not Zach Xavier Leggett in the eating raccoon.
All right. I'm not adventurous when it comes to, you know.
Stay in your lane. You pick a lane. You know your lane. You stay in it.
So I've got a top five list of New Orleans cuisine presented by Pedigree. But it's also being helped and aided by one of our members of our crew from New Orleans. And I guess, I'd like to introduce my friend Mark here. You want to basically give us your bona fides of who you are and where you're from?
Yeah, I'm the audio guy who fills in when nobody shows up.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why you're here?
That's why I'm here.
And you're from New Orleans?
Yeah, from New Orleans. Born and raised here.
Okay.
And pretty much probably the best city in the world because I've lived in different places for food.
And you have also worked as a weathercaster?
I was a weatherman for about 15 years in Las Vegas.
Whoa, really?
Which was the best job in the world because I was a weatherman in the desert. Hot. Back to you, Bob. And, of course, we had a general manager, and he wanted us to be the weather leader in the desert.
And so you crushed it, Mark Pfister.
Oh, he had to. Hot. Okay. Back to you, Bob. Now I still got 3 minutes to fill.
Which is why he's perfect for this, especially since we have called in Omaha and an audible. We were supposed to do this at the end of the show, but we're doing it now.
And, Rich, also we have our weatherman for Friday if we need a prediction.
That's correct.
It's one word.
Well, our audio executive, as he likes to be known, normally back in Los Angeles, Mike Del Tufo.
That Mike?
Yes, that.
Okay. Yeah.
We have him do the weather report for big games, and he'll even give you the weather report inside a dome.
About 72 and clear.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, save that for Friday.
So you're excellent.
Oh,
all right.
It'll change. It's New Orleans.
So native New Orleanian,
right?
Mark Pfister.
That's it.
Who is on the Rich Eisen Show crew has a top five New Orleans cuisine list presented by Pedigree for him to present to me. Hit it.
Let's go.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right, Mark, this is what you think I should try here in town.
Yeah, and you say it's spicy, right?
Okay.
There's a difference between spicy and flavorful.
Okay.
Okay? True. When you get a lot of people cooking New Orleans or Cajun food outside of the city,
yes,
they think it has to be hot and spicy. It's not Mexican food. You know, it's flavorful. It has a lot of spices
okay.
in it.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
But it's not necessarily hot.
Okay, so what's first up on your list right here?
First up on the list, I'm going to go with red beans and rice.
Yep, okay.
Now, red beans and rice is a great dish. It's never spicy. It comes with sausage. And a little history on this, red beans and rice is a traditional Monday meal
staple,
here
right?
in Louisiana.
Why is that?
Because back in the day, you know, hundreds of years ago, Monday was wash day. So you'd go out and do your wash, but the beans had to cook down. So it takes a few hours to cook down. So it was an easy meal to make.
Well, and there's some bread that comes with it or something?
Yeah,
like
cornbread.
That? Cornbread?
Yeah, cornbread.
Okay.
You know, and cornbread could also be used as a dessert, too. Some of the best cornbread has little chunks of corn in there.
All right. Red beans and rice. That's something that I think I could give a whirl to.
Last time I was here, I had the red beans and rice.
All right. And the sausage. Great meal. Great.
Number four?
Number four is going to be gumbo over rice. And gumbo, if you put tomatoes in your gumbo, you put potatoes in your gumbo, you ain't making gumbo.
Okay.
That's not gumbo.
So I should reject any gumbo that's handed to me. Like, what is in a gumbo? What is in that?
Pretty much anything you can hit with a truck.
Oh, my God.
The basis of a good gumbo is a roux, R-O-U-X, roux, and that's that brown gravy, and that's the hardest thing to make in a gumbo. And then to that, you add the Holy Trinity, which is onions, bell pepper, and, now I forgot about bell peppers, onions, and...
Celery. Yeah. Anything you hit in the truck. All right.
Yeah.
So that's number four.
And it can come, chicken and sausage is a good one, alligator gumbo, any type of protein meat you put in there.
What does alligator taste like?
Chicken.
Chicken.
I'm like the straight man all of a sudden. All right. Well, number three on the list of top five New Orleans cuisine.
Oh, this has to be one of the best is the charbroiled oysters. And they are very popular down here. And they've been around for a while. And they take raw oyster on the half shell.
Yeah.
They drop it on an open grill. And then they cover it with garlic, butter, and other spices and let it cook down. I think you could eat this, Rich, if you closed your eyes.
I say. Okay. You don't have to, man. It's a texture thing, like the whole.
Well, down here, ugly food is the best food. The uglier it is, the better it is.
All right.
Etouffee. It's another kind of like a similar to a gumbo because it starts with the roux, but in this case, you will add the Holy Trinity, bell peppers and onions and garlic and all the same stuff to cook down the roux. But then to that, you add tomatoes to it, and you can do an etouffee with crawfish. You can do it with shrimp. You can do it with chicken. Any type of meat.
I like the bread. The bread looks great.
Yeah, white bread, just like you.
I'm sorry. This is the Jewish quarter of New Orleans right now.
Is it?
Right now. Yeah.
Okay.
For the moment, it is. Yeah.
For the moment. All right.
The big finish. The number one. This is your suggestion. Number one.
There are so many great desserts. Bananas Foster was invented here.
Okay.
Okay. But the easy go-to, if you're going to come to New Orleans, you got to stop at one of the places that serves beignets.
Okay.
All righty. Now, do not wear black.
Because
put the powdered sugar and put all the powdered sugar on you there.
Okay.
And one more because it's coming in. This is that additional one.
Oh yeah, we got one more.
We got one more. What we call that is lagniappe. Lagniappe is a French term, means that little something extra, that 13th donut in a donut, in a dozen. Okay. Lagniappe.
All right.
I'm not going to ask you to spell it.
Okay.
It is crawfish season now.
Okay.
And crawfish are great. And most people, especially people who are not from here, will say, crawfish, there's too much work for that little bit of meat in the tail.
Yeah.
It's not about working for the meat in the tail. It's about the camaraderie and the friendship.
Camaraderie? With what? The thing that's staring at me?
No, you sit around there.
Look at me when I'm trying to.
Yeah, you sit around there and just tell lies to your friends and drink beer. And by the time you're done drinking beer, you're done with the crawfish and it's time to move on to something else. So crawfish are great. It's going to be a good crawfish season this year. Last year we had a drought in crawfish.
All right. So
it's going to be good this year.
Fish for everybody.
And once again, these are just my opinions. I'm not a food critic. But I enjoy it.
But you're playing one on TV right now.
Yes, you got to build
fantastic.
A good shed over your best tools.
That was my top five, along with my buddy Pump Mark, New Orleans cuisine presented by Pedigree. Catch the 2025 Puppy Bowl Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Animal Planet, Discovery, or TBS to watch some amazing pup leets in action and fuel your pup leet with Pedigree Puppy, the go-to choice for active puppies.
Can I go to lunch now?
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, you can go wherever you want. Well done, Mark.
Great job.
Thanks, Mark.
Boy.
You got to build a good set over your tools.
There you go.
I like that.
I love that.
See,
the great Audible. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. See, it was my pleasure and my honor to be on a podcast.
Thank you. He listens to everything.
I'm telling you. Well, he's audio, Rich.
Charbroiled oysters, man.
You've got to try them.
I've never eaten an oyster.
Chris, are you an oyster guy?
I'm not an oyster guy.
But you spent a lot of time in Maine. How are you not an oyster
guy? I did. I did spend a lot of time in Maine. I prefer, you know, scallops and fried clams, not
See, that's not Northeast.
Raw. Right.
We don't have that down here. Yeah.
I am down for a crawfish boil if anyone wants to go
today
or tomorrow.
We'll bring you some.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think Marshall might be bringing beignets for the Saturday specials.
Oh, wow.
Baby.
I'm wearing dark clothes. We need bibs.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Great.
Right.
Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Mark, that was awesome.
Hey,
Mark,
that was a nice way of saying leave.
Well done.
See, he's in the TV business.
An audio guy who listens. Imagine that.
Imagine that.
They exist. What's
that like?
Jay Felly's over here. Be careful now.
He's the one we like.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Oh, sorry. What was this on? Is this on?
I don't know. I think Del Tufo's feeding something that could be put in a gumbo, right?
100%.
Is squirrel part of a gumbo, potentially? No? Because you can hit it with a truck.
Anything. He said anything you can hit
with a truck
and kill.
We can throw in.
All right. Very good. Jerome Bettis, I think, is somewhere around here.
We got to find him.
We'll find it somewhere. We'll find him somewhere.
He's easy to find.
Fantastic. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, by the way, on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Let's take a break. When we come back, Miles Garrett will pull up in a golf cart and sit right in this chair, and we'll chat with the man of the moment, for sure, in the National Football League, and perhaps the day before he becomes a two-time Defensive Player of the Year.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone,
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone,
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024. So you remember back in the day when I used to be on Twitter, before it was called the current hellscape.
All those months ago.
On flights, I would just have some red wine and do chats, yeah. Right? Live chats.
I love those.
Right? So yesterday, did the red wine, but obviously not doing a live chat. I don't know why, but I took a screen grab of Luca from his press conference yesterday when he was dressed like a dad waiting for his family to be done at the Gap while he's sitting out there at the Grove listening to Christmas music. And this look on his face, I saw it and I screen grabbed it. This is when he was asked if he was going to, if he was traded potentially because he wasn't going to sign the Supermax, and he made that face. So I put that on Instagram and said, caption this.
Oh, right.
And put the best answers on the Rich Eisen Show. It's time to pay it off.
Oh, let's do it.
Before Miles Garrett joins us. I believe he's pulling up right now in a cart. Some of these are laugh out loud funny. Let's put them up on the screen. I'll start reading them off. This one is when you find out California has income tax.
Dude, okay. 14%.
That's one right there. Pop them up full screen if you don't mind, because it's tough for me to read from all the way over here. There we go. Thank you. Move on to the next. Wonder if they'll let me finish that beer in Los Angeles. Next one you got. Somebody just put the entire lyrics of My Name is Luca.
I live on the second floor.
Okay. I just the whole thing. I don't know why that made me laugh.
It was fun.
this one is great. When Del Tufo says he worked really hard all weekend to hold Fox up by himself.
I mean, they know
they
how
watch
to
the show.
They know how to play the hits. Yeah.
And last one. This one is like this one. Does my voice sound chubby?
Oh.
I don't know. That one made me laugh out loud.
Wow.
That made me laugh out loud. You know. So.
Man.
I hate it. I hate it.
He was wearing that stupid warm up with their dumb logo sitting there, and he's laughing with LeBron and Bronny. Like, ha 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 ha. Shut up.
The Lakers might actually be likable.
No. Did you bite your tongue, Rich Eisen?
Back on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Oh, is he here? Just bring him on out. Ladies and gentlemen, the reigning defensive player of the year, fresh into New Orleans, please take a seat, Myles Garrett. Good to see you.
You as well. Thank you very much.
Careful. Watch out for that beautiful trophy that's to your right there. Good to see you, Myles.
I wouldn't mind hugging up to it.
I know. I read that recently, that you wouldn't mind hugging up to this thing.
Yes,
first of all, good to see you, number one. How are you feeling? You feeling good?
Feeling great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You feeling good? I mean, because I know coming off of a season, you can feel this, that, the other thing, but heading into this offseason, feeling good.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, recovering, but, you know, for the most part, definitely feeling.
Did you just land here? Did you just get here?
Just got in.
And you came straight to here?
Just to see you.
Which I greatly appreciate it, courtesy of Oikos. And we'll talk about Oikos in a second with your relationship. But obviously, if you don't mind, we'll just jump right into what you put out on for the world to see about wanting potentially a change of address for you professionally.
Yeah.
And why did you do that, Myles Garrett?
Just felt it was time. You know, I had taken my time after the season, you know, kind of, you know, relax and decompress emotionally. You know, want to distance myself a little bit and spend a little time talking to my family about, you know, the really how we'd feel about this decision. And I mean, I'd kind of felt this way. I wanted to make sure I was completely detached, and they felt the same way I did. And I feel like, you know, everyone's kind of on the same page. And you know, felt like it was, you know, time to, you know, at least, you know, speak on something that was near and dear to my heart, and, you know, have a lot of love for Cleveland. But, you know, it's always for me been about, you know, continuing for championships, you know, winning those big games, and you know, winning Lombardis. And, you know, we haven't had the opportunity to do that, and that's all I'm asking for.
Yeah, and this bauble sitting right here in front of you right now as we're having this conversation is an interesting sort of conversation piece, because that's what, you know, the line in your statement that jumped out at me was, it wasn't about going from Cleveland to Canton.
Yeah.
It's about winning championships and this Lombardi trophy.
Yeah, it's never been about, you know, the Hall of Fame for me. It's not about money or records. It's all, you know, you remember for winning. You know, bringing a trophy back home to your city, you know, whichever city that is, that's how you remember it in your community. By your peers, your teammates, by friends, you know, all of that. And, you know, we want to play the game and want to do things to be remembered.
So, if you don't mind me prying, who is in that inner circle with whom you had this conversation in your family? Who was it?
Oh, I mean, it was my parents. I mean, my sister, obviously my agent, my marketing agent as well, and hearing a little bit from. A Cleveland or Akron native, as well.
You did reach out to LeBron.
Yes, sir.
What conversation did you have with him, if you're willing to share, in that?
No, just kind of what a transition, you know, looked like for him. You know, what was his thought process going into it before, you know, he left Cleveland, and you know, just making sure I made a logical decision, taking my time, and trying to, you know, take away the pressure of doing something like that. I know that, you know, Cleveland, really that area, Northeast Ohio, has been his home. And, you know, it's really been it feels like my home as well.
It's your adopted home, and I know that, and I appreciate you being open and honest as you always are whenever we have a conversation, Miles Garrett. Is that, you know, it is uncomfortable. You know, it is uncomfortable to change an opinion of whether professionally you could be as successful where you had dreams of being the one to provide it for this fan base that adores you and that, you know, and you adore them. Mm-hmm. And this is not a decision to be made lightly.
Yes.
And so, you know, I guess why, when it all comes down to it, that you're willing to share, do you feel that this is what's best, that you, that your 8 years, you've come to the conclusion it just won't be in Cleveland for you?
I mean, like you said, it's not a decision I take lightly. You know, it took time and you know, lots of conversation, but, you know, just looking at kind of like the trajectory of the team, talking to some of the higher-ups, and you know, I have a lot of respect for them, but I just don't think we're aligned on, you know, where the team is going in the near future. And I feel like, you know, the window for us as athletes is only, you know, so broad, and it only continues to close as years go by with, you know, anything be able to happen on that field from day to day. And, you know, I want to be able to, you know, go out there and compete at the highest levels, you know, day in and day out, and you know, playing for champions, like I said.
And this came out of conversations that you had with management.
Yes, sir.
Already. You've already had those conversations with management.
Yes. I mean, we spoke after the season with the exit meeting, and then spoke, you know, few other times, you know, further down the line. So this wasn't something that I blindsided them with my opinion. You know, I took my time before, you know, stating it outright to them, and then, you know, I you know, released a statement. But I wanted to be able to do right by them, because, you know, they've taken care of me for a long time. Cleveland has been my second home, and, you know, this community is one that I love. But, you know, this opinion is just, it's how I feel now.
So what happens next? What do you want to happen next?
Well, a trade to happen next, but I just want to go to a contender.
So you want to have a say in where you wind up, is what you're saying?
I would love to. I know in my position, I don't have much say in where I go, but you know, hopefully, you know, we can, you know, leave off on good terms, and, you know, we can find a middle ground between us.
And so, do you have some teams in mind that you would like to go to?
I mean, there are definitely contenders on the AFC side and NFC side. I'm not, you know, glued to, you know, anyone at the certain moment. But, you know, like I said, I just want to be in a position to, you know, to play in those big games and win big games and feel like, you know, I can make a meaningful impact and elevate a team and take them over the top.
All right. And a couple more minutes on this subject matter, and then we'll move on to your season and what you think of this game here. Was LeBron disappointed to hear why you called him, Miles?
He was not. He had actually been reaching out to me to, you know, to talk and, you know, just get my side of things. You know, he's, you know, been a part of, you know, difficult times and, you know, his first start of his career. You know, being so frustrated with, you know, being so close to, you know, the, you know, the pinnacle of sports or his sport. And, no, he just wanted to see, you know, exactly how I was feeling, where my head was at, and if I need to talk through anything, and, you know, if I was ready to consider, you know, any kind of move that, you know, he was there to, you know, to communicate with and to lean on.
And then I know this is a what if question, but what if the Browns say no? We want you to stay. We want you to be part of this thing. We do believe in the plan that we have. We do believe that this plan will work. We do need you to help this plan work, and you do have 2 years left. Like, what if that happens, Miles?
I mean, it's possible. No, they could do that, but, you know, that's a little bit further down the line that I'm willing to look. I know things have changed, you know, night by night, and I'm sure, you know, people are calling and hopefully, you know, making some, you know, tempting offers, but I'm grateful for my opportunity, I know that, you know, recently, you know, no one stuck to one team, seeing Luka. So, I'm too up.
I mean, I still can't believe that. Did you call LeBron after that trade? You're and just like reverse and call him up and say what?
I texted him. I couldn't believe it. And I mean, neither could he. I mean, it was all over everybody's phone. So there were group messages going up, texts going out, and I mean, he was as shocked as anybody else.
There's no equivalent in the NFL, right? I mean, I couldn't imagine what that would be. It would be a quarterback in his mid-20s that is completely associated with a team that he's played with his entire, you know, from draft to the moment, being traded for, I mean, you're 2 years younger than Anthony Davis, but maybe for you, you know what I mean? Like, because you play a different position. Anthony Davis plays something different from Luka. I'm just trying to even grasp at a straw to see what the similarity would be.
I feel like it'd be like a Chris Jones for a Josh Allen. And, no, that's as similar as a comparison I can make it. And, no, that's, even then, it's not a, you know, a one-to-one. But it was just shocking.
I've got Myles Garrett here on the Rich Eisen Show, potentially defending your Defensive Player of the Year title tomorrow night, and you'll be at NFL Honors tomorrow night? You'll
yes,
be there?
Sir. We'll
okay.
be.
What would it mean for you to get back-to-back in this regard, Myles?
I mean, it would be amazing. like I've always said, these things are awesome to be able to accomplish, grateful to be respected by my peers and to garner their praise and gather another award. But I'm looking for the big one. And these DPOYs, they go to my dad's house and he can show them to his friends. And when I come over, I can smile and laugh and talk about it and all the things we went to get to it. But I'm always looking for that big one.
Oikos showing up strong on football's biggest night for a sixth straight year. You and Juno Temple in a new ad?
Yeah.
The actress?
First game day ad.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Your first Super Bowl ad?
Yes, sir.
Coming up. Can you got any preview? Is it got to be hush-hush? What do we got?
I mean, you'll be a little bit surprised of what Oikos Pro can do, you know.
Okay.
Packed full of protein. Juno has a... She has a big role of carrying my big behind through the airport. So
okay.
I think it'll be very fun just a bit comedic.
Yeah, I mean, and again, the number one high protein yogurt brand for America, Oikos is a yogurt that I'm sure you use, you eat, you do the whole thing.
I mean, I'm a big strawberry guy.
And you're a strawberry guy.
Yeah, they have a strawberry flavor. So love Oikos Pro. My favorite really go-to when I'm getting up in the morning. I like to get something early, try to get in before the workout and can really take care of myself and not be too full.
Okay. Myles Garrett here on the Rich Eisen Show. So before I let you go, what do you think happens in Super Bowl 59? Your prediction, Myles Garrett, in this game?
I thought the Ravens had everything to do it as well, but I think the Eagles have a superior line. They're the best running game in the league right now, best running back in the league. And I think if Jalen takes care of the ball and he makes enough throws that they can do it. But if I were for someone to put a gun to my head and say who are you going for or who do you think will win, I'd probably say the Chiefs. I can't bet against Mahomes, especially in these situations.
What do you make of this narrative that's being talked about that the refs are in the bag for the Chiefs? What do you think about that, Miles?
On the bag?
Or that they're, you breathe on Mahomes, here comes the flag. Your quarterback gets hit, it doesn't happen. And a lot of people think for some reason there's an actual thumb on the scale. The commissioner's called it ridiculous. I believe it's ridiculous, but I'm wondering what a player thinks.
I think it's like Duke back in the day. When you're in those positions where you're playing a lot of high profile games, you're the person to beat. You're going to see some calls because y'all are the most watched. Y'all are the most paid attention to. And when you put yourself in position to draw those calls, knowing the rule book and being able to take advantage of it. They're doing this on purpose. He's not just falling out of bounds, because he's just trying to do it or he's seen it before. He's like, I can toe the line. And as uncomfortable as it is as a defensive player, seeing that he's using the rule book to his advantage, and we've seen that across many other sports. You'll see other quarterbacks and other players start to use it as well. And, you know, it's unfortunate. I don't think he's getting any really different calls, but, you know, he's also, you know, the one of the best in our generation, and you know, using his intellect to continue to improve his game.
How difficult is it to try and track him down, make sure he can be tracked down? How tough is it when you've played against him, Miles?
I mean, I think he's played at an even higher level, and I think he's been able to, like, you know, relax and kind of play off a little bit, using his teammates to, you know, take care of some of the dirty work, especially at the defense. They played, you know, outstanding the last 2 years. Of course, in the playoff they have as well. But I think he's been, you know, exceptionally special when you need him to. You know, down the stretch, it can be difficult to get him, just because, you know, you just don't know at any time, from any angle, this guy can get the ball off. He can go downfield and go short, intermediate, whether he's diving, falling to the ground. And sometimes you're unwilling to take those shots, knowing that, you know, he knows the rule book. You know, if he's going down, or if he's sliding, if he's going out of bounds, he might be unwilling to give that shot. And then, you know, that's when he takes that step, you know, lowers his shoulder and it gets a couple extra yards, or he stays in bounds. And so, you know, you have to be willing to live with the consequences. Can't hesitate.
Before I let you go, the last part, and you answered how you wish, obviously. I'm already hearing when you say you want out from Cleveland. Listen, he's got 2 years of unguaranteed money left on his contract. Browns, all they got to do is just make him the richest guy at the position in the game, and he'll go back, and he'll be a Brown, and that's the end of that. How do you respond to that, where that this is something that can be bridged, fixed, and you can stay with the Cleveland Browns? How do you respond to that?
I said I don't care about the money. I just want to win a championship. Now, is it something that, you know, maybe they end up, you know, keeping me, or saying that they're not taking any offers? That's a possibility. But, no, I just want people to know that it's not about, you know, me being the highest paid non-quarterback, or, you know, me having a huge contract or any of that. I want to say, you know, at the end of the season, I played in the biggest games that I won at the end of my career. I had a chance to display my talents and everything I had, and you know, it all came to fruition. You know, everything that I dreamed and everything that I hoped for.
In that trophy that's right in front of you.
Right in front.
I notice you're not making eye contact with it very often.
You know, I don't even want to be on the same field as, you know, that trophy, unless I'm, you know, holding it up.
Miles Garrett, you're one of my favorites. Thanks for coming in here. I really appreciate you making this your first stop. I'm sure there's a lot of people tugging at you, wanted to talk to you about everything going on in your life. Good luck tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Always a pleasure having you on the show. I don't take it for granted. Thank you.
Pleasure, Miles.
Courtesy of Oikos. Everybody check out his commercial during the game with Juno Temple, featuring the surprising strength of Oikos, the number one high-protein yogurt brand of America. When we come back, Jerome Bettis will be here. But right now, here's Marco Belletti with a sports update.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join, and you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. The message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Look who we found.
Hey!
On the corner of Bourbon and Eisenhower.
I said Jerome was in the house.
Watch your mouth.
Jerome Bettis. Fantastic.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Fantastic. You're representing nationwide the Walter Payton Man of the Year, but I thought you were representing some GPS so we could, so we could track you.
I was lost, but now I'm found.
One of my favorites. How are you? Good to see you.
I am great, man. Thanks for having me on your show. It is.
You know, anytime.
Listen,
anytime, guys.
I just want you to know your show has become like a part of the NFL experience, right? And anyone who comes, you know, people want to know about the Rich Eisen show. So I just want to just give you
kind,
that acknowledgement.
You're too kind, man.
Just being honest.
What do you think of when you see this trophy?
Man, it's special. It's one of those, you want to hold it,
yeah.
But as a player and having won it, I wouldn't dare touch it.
Again?
I wouldn't touch it.
Why?
Because I've always felt it's reserved for those who've earned the right to hold it. And so that's for the guys that play this week. They will have earned the right to hoist that trophy up in the air. So I wouldn't dare touch it.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you've done it. There it is. There's the proof.
That's
you.
That's it. Right. And we earned the right to hoist that trophy that year. So every year is different. Every year.
It's not a lifetime guarantee?
No.
Not like a Masters green jacket?
You get a ring that signifies what you accomplished that year. But you don't get just because you won one. If there is a rule that you have had to have won one in order to hold it, period. I take it to the next level and say, hey, I don't want to hold that because someone is going to earn the right to hold that this year.
How long have you spent time with that? Did you take it home?
It's not like the Stanley Cup, but I got some kisses. You know, I got some hugs. So, I mean, I had some private time.
Right.
I'll just say that. I mean,
obviously, you know, it's funny. We make fun of this in a way because you hear a story over and over and over again about a Super Bowl and to the point like, geez, I had no idea Jerome Bettis was from Detroit. Like that literally is what everyone was talking about. But that does make it that much more special.
It does. It does. Because everyone was able to share in my greatest moment, right? Yeah. Mom and dad, aunts, uncles. I had, I think, 80 tickets for that game. So you could imagine I went in debt playing in the Super Bowl. So it was, it was bad.
I remember we had you on the post-game show.
That's
your entire family.
Yes.
It was just you and all the Bettises.
That's right.
On the field. It was me and Ray Lewis and doing the post-game show and you.
And my daughter was 1 year old at the time. She was, now she's a sophomore in college now. So it's, you see those moments. And you appreciate them because my father was with us. He's no longer with us. So there was a lot of moments that made that particular moment special, right?
Our radio audience just rejoined us at the end. That is the voice of Hall of Famer. And, yes, we did find Jerome Bettis. He is here, courtesy of Nationwide, which is the 11th year as the presenting sponsor of the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award that will be given out. It is the, if you will, best picture of the NFL honors. It's the last award given out. It is the most precious award individual that can be won by a player, and you could see it on NFL Honors 9 Eastern on Fox and NFL Network. Jerome Bettis is here. What did you tell Myles Garrett as he was leaving? What did you tell him as he was just Go ahead and share.
I was just saying, in the event that you do lead the division, see you later. See you later. No.
Let the door.
That's right. No, I wanted him to know that he's one of the best players in the NFL. period, right?
When we interviewed our information man, Tom Pelissero, yesterday, I'm like, how many teams are going to be interested? He said all 31.
All of them.
Every last
one. You should. You should. Because he's that special of a football player. And now, it takes a lot for me to say that because, you know, he's a Cleveland Brown. I mean, so I'm not partial to Cleveland Brown.
Listen,
I'm just saying.
Jerome.
I'm just saying.
Sports makes for strange bedfellows, Jerome, because one night in my life, and it happened last month, one night in my life, I became the biggest fan of Notre Dame football.
Yes. Can confirm.
Hello.
And it led to nothing. I got nothing out of it.
No, but I'm just saying one night I was
actually on your side when Notre Dame was playing football.
Yes. There are those rare instances.
Damn it.
Where that happens and we did not.
Still got nothing.
We didn't come through.
That would have been great, though. Oh, God.
It would have been great.
You and I would have called you up and I would have celebrated like I was a fan my whole life.
It would have been.
No, I am not. But I can be happy for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially since
the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Absolutely. Another way to put it is I teach my kids, you root for Michigan and anybody playing against Ohio State.
That's very clear.
I'm a great father. I am raising my children the right way.
Best dad ever.
And you are as well. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Your son is going to Notre Dame.
Yes. So he's a mid-year. So he's already there on campus as a freshman. So he'll get an opportunity to play, spring football and do all that kind of stuff. So I'm really excited for him. And so my daughter is also at Notre Dame. She's a sophomore. So she's big sister looking out for big brother.
Now, was there anybody else that was interested in?
There was some other schools that were interested. But, at the end of the day.
Yes.
He really had his eyes really set on going to Notre Dame. And not just from a football perspective, he's seen the benefits from my going back to school and getting my degree. So he understands the importance of the educational side of it. So and that's the part that made me a proud father to know that he was looking at more than just football.
Look at that beautiful family up on the screen right there, Gerald. Look at that beautiful family. Is that a Heisman Trophy right there at the bottom?
Yeah, they did. They had it out there. I said, again, I didn't want to touch that. I said, I didn't earn that. He could touch it because he may have an opportunity.
Okay.
But it's long past me, so no.
In all seriousness, I'm so happy for you and for your family. How good is Marcus Freeman, right?
He is in the energy.
Yeah.
Right? And you can see it. He's genuine. He's the type of coach you want to leave your son with.
Yes.
And that made me feel good to know he was in great hands. And he's got an incredible staff. The coaches there, everyone there, they're incredible. So I like to believe this is the start of something special. I don't think it's going down. I think it's going up.
Well, and the way he was born into the role as well, it was coming out of nowhere, and his first game was a bowl game, and then we see what he's been able to do with it. And he fits perfectly in there as well as an Ohio State grad wanting no piece of Michigan. So he fits in perfect at Notre Dame, Jerome. What are you looking at me like that for over there?
It's just...
We go way back. I can talk with...
I understand. Yeah. He's our guest.
Mm. Courtesy of Nation. I understand.
Exactly. You don't get to beat me up today.
Oh, I try.
You don't get to beat
I am
me up
not
today.
The man of the year material.
You can beat me up other days.
Okay. He's not going to sing. He's not going to do any of that.
And I was rooting for your team, man. I'm just bitter. Got nothing out of it.
I don't know if you were rooting for my team as much as you were hoping the other team lost.
No, we had Riley Leonard on. What a delightful kid, right? We had him on. I interviewed him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I had your coach on. I was building up.
We didn't have Ryan Day on. He didn't come on the show.
He didn't come on the show.
It was because he was unavailable.
Oh, interesting.
Right?
I wonder why.
Unavailable.
No Will Howard, none of those guys.
Usually, you got to have both sides on.
He's usually fair and balanced, Jerome.
You got to be impartial.
Not in this case.
case, though.
It's not like I had Sharon Moore on to talk about it.
You would have, though.
I had Notre Dame people on.
He probably called.
He did. I think he was on vacation.
I text him personally. You know. What do you think happens in this game, sir?
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think?
Here's the thing. I think the Eagles have the team that can beat Kansas City.
How good is Saquon?
Saquon is just – he's spectacular.
What do you think of when you watch him run?
I watch him – it's must-see TV because at any time, any place on the field – he can take it the distance. And I think that's what's so impressive about him and his ability. He's got the speed, he's got the size, the power, the athleticism. He is the prototype running back. If you want to put one out there, that's who you want to look like if you are a young running back. And for all those teams that are looking for running backs.
Right.
That's what they're looking for.
And he can have a patch on his jersey one day, too. He's been a nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year when he was with the Giants, which is another reason why you're wondering how he's wearing green right now.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so many reasons for wanting to keep Saquon, one would think. But so you're gearing up for the Eagles are talented, but how can you go against the Chiefs?
Yeah, so what it boils down to is, if the Eagles can run the football consistently, and that's obviously the strength of the Kansas City defense, right? They don't want you to run the football. They don't allow you to run the football. So I think that's where the game is won and lost. If the Eagles struggle to run the football consistently, then it makes for a big play game. And the Eagles don't want to be in that type of scenario where they have to make big plays to score points, because the Chiefs, they know how to manufacture points, right? Not pretty, not sexy, but they just continue to put points on the board. And you say, how did they get down there? Well, it was four different guys touched the ball, and they just, you know, they had three runs. And next thing you know, they're on the two-yard line going in for a touchdown. So it's not sexy, but they produce. So if the Eagles cannot run the football, it's going to be hard to go against the Chiefs. I mean, I'm rooting for the Eagles, because I love to see the running game where it should be.
Yes.
Right? And I love to see a running back that commands respect. So I'm looking forward to the game. Hopefully Saquon has an amazing game and everything goes the way the Eagles would like it to.
Nationwide, again, is presenting for the 11th year, the presenting sponsor, the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year, which this man won back in 2001. My Hall of Fame friend, Jerome Bettis, thanks for coming on, sir.
Thank you.
That'll wrap it up for this Wednesday show. We'll be back on the air with more big game coverage live from New Orleans at the TurboTax Studio on Thursday. Awesome stuff today. Thanks for joining.
Wealth building expert Candy Valentino paves the path to success.
I'm sorry, you're a human with a heart and lungs. There's no price tag that you can put on a service that you offer. And everyone that I know, every entrepreneur, they all have one common goal. You want to strive to be like the Ritz-Carlton of your industry. Do the work, take the time to really understand and master these things. It's really essential to your path for success.
The Candy Valentino Show. Time to invest in your future. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.